WLP, Marjorie.
WLP, KL4, NH. Good evening, Alexander. How are you today?
How about yourself?
All things considered, I'm currently mobiling around Piedmont. I gotta fly up here for something that happened, apparently.
Quite catch that. Can you try that again?
Kind of speaking fast. No, I'm actually mobile in Piedmont tonight. I'm flying up to Greer right now. I got something that happened. I need that requires my attention up there.
And so, anything, or did you have, what else did you do today then?
I completely did not catch that. That was something my end, not yours. Can you repeat that?
What else did you do today then?
Most of the afternoon I slept. I'm actually a night shift worker, so you normally won't see me on at this time. No, most of the time I'm awake within the next hour. But morning time, actually, it's pretty good. I actually went home from work, got a couple things done around the house, and ended up starting up an upgrade for my 3D printer on the 3D printer.
What is your job that you'd have to work nights for then?
Industrial maintenance, right? That's what the job title says, but I'm really a robot technician. I work on robots for a living.
You scratched out just a little bit there, so I think I caught most of it. So why'd you need to work out robots at night then?
Sandra, I work in a automotive plant, and my automotive plant works 3 shifts. You have first, second, and third. Third shift is actually the night shift. Second shift is the evening shift. And first shift is the day shift. I actually work the night shift right now, and not by choice. I'm trying to get off this shift as soon as possible, but I pretty much sleep during the day, and I'm awake during the night playing with robots and working on my job. It's just because of the 24-hour automotive factory. They got to have somebody there all the time.
So, let me just take a guess here. Did that just happen to be the BMW plant?
But Alexander, I'm getting a phone call. I need to let you go. This is KL4NH. I'll be clear after your final. 7-3, Alexander. Sorry about that.
7-3, so this is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear about monitoring.
ULP, KO4NH. Alexander, you still there?
ULP. Yes, I am.
Sorry about that, Alexander. I was, just got a phone call, and I'm trying to take care of something. Going back to our conversation, though. Yeah, we're going to automotive plant. It's actually a supplier for BMW, not BMW itself.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. You said something about BMW?
I was saying that, it is not BMW. It is a supplier for BMW.
By the stuff for BMW is what I'm understanding? Okay, didn't quite catch that. That was quick and I didn't have enough time to make it out.
I work in a supplier, so we make a lot of the parts that BMW uses. So, battery connectors, I'm just throwing it out there. Battery connectors, I think we make body parts mainly for the BMWs, but I'm not totally sure. I don't work on that side of that factory.
That's pretty neat. So I guess you have to know a lot of electrical to be able to work on all the robots that do that.
I mentioned that because I've got a background in electrical and mechanical work before I've ever touched a robot in my life, so.
Both would be coming very handy when you're trying to fix the robot. So, are they hard or easy? You know, like, what I mean, like, kind of, what would go wrong with them and how often does something go wrong?
It's not really a matter of what goes wrong through the robot itself. It's more of miscommunication on the operator station. So the RR parts where I work at are loaded by the operators, and it's more so they don't know, they're not real familiar with the stations most of the time. They're constantly shuffling everybody around. And what ends up happening is they end up either misloading it or causing something to go completely out of sync. And that's about the point we have to intervene and get the man, get everything back where it needs to be. But actual failures, on the other hand, it's very rare when actual failure happens.
Like, more there's a lot of people that really don't know what they're doing that, make simple mistakes.
It's with the man on the mountain. That's kind of the name of the game. It's just, they don't know, they're constantly being shuffled around. My area that I work in, we're constantly short-staffed on production people, so every day it's pretty much a never-ending battle trying to help the new operators learn. Some team notice that every time we help them hand-in-hand, they tend to learn. So I can't really complain.
I got most of it. So it sounds like you have a pretty interesting and fun job.
Fun job. Bad part is, sorry about that. I was on the bridge. The bad part is I just work night shift, and those hours don't really work.
Your signal is getting a little bit worse. You cut out a little bit there, and I didn't catch some of it, but I caught most of it again.
Now, am I coming through now?
Doing better.
Mobile NA on 385 right now. I'm not real familiar with this area where I can and can't hit the repeater.
I'm not really sure about that either. I'm still kind of learning how I can hit the repeater while moving, so that's been a little bit of a challenge to figure out. Kind of tried it with a handheld with a magma antenna on the roof, and just my signal was not the greatest. And then I tried putting my 25-watt mobile rig in the car and getting the magma antenna and hooking it up to that, and then put a cigarette, the car plugs. Like going to the car for like the 12-volt DC current. So I put one of those in, then attach it to the radio, and that worked out fine. And but the only problem is that's a lot of work to do.
My wire is hooked up to my battery directly through some connectors I crimped on the end of them. I kind of stuck it inside the firewall through a job that was already being used for regular car wiring, so I advanced my wire there and it run directly to my radio inside the cab. And I got a really interesting setup here. I bought
barely caught any of that. Your signal is getting worse.
Oh, I should have known I was in the hill. That's my bad. How about now? Am I coming in clear?
I got a little bit of, I don't know what you call that, picket fencing or white noise on you still?
Your background noise is on the computer. That might be my, it's most definitely my end. I know it's going to be.
So, I'm going to have to let you go, because I'm just having trouble making you out on my end. So, if your signal gets better, feel free to come back to me. And this is KO4ULP 73s. I enjoyed the QSO, and I'll be clear after your final.
Hope you have a great day, man. Hope everything turns out well. Before you go, I got a quick question. I'm on 85 now, so I think I'm actually in the home stretch where I can hit the repeater pretty easily. My dad, KI4MRA, has a antenna for you. Are you still interested in that by chance?
ULP. Just a second. I'm trying to remember. You have to give me a name. I'm not so good on the call sign. And what kind of antenna is it for? An HD or what?
For NNH. My dad's call sign is KI4MRA. His name is also Fred, just like me. I'm actually his son. He has a little HT antenna he is according to, and he's 15-1. He was wondering if you needed it at all.
Refresh my memory. Does he just happen to be a loadmaster for airplanes?
Money, that is him.
Yes, I still need that antenna. I have an antenna exactly like it, but sadly the inside, you know, where it screws onto the radio, when I unscrewed it one day, the inside of the antenna was still in the radio, so yeah, I need a new HT antenna.
Do you happen to know if it's SMA male or female? It's okay if you don't understand. It's okay if you don't know. It's all good. I'm just curious.
I'm sorry. I didn't... Could you try that again?
Underneath the bridge. Do you happen to know if it's SMA, Sierra Mike Alpha, male or female?
You have to give me a name. I'm not so good on the call signs yet.
I thought about the name. The type of connector that is on your radio, your little HT, is... Are the threads sticking outside of it by chance, or are the threads inside of it?
For the HT or the connector for the antenna? I'm still not trying to get to what you think.
Okay, so I'm talking about the connector that you screw into your that you screw your antenna onto. There are threads on there that you turn, you know, righty tighty, lefty loosey. Are the threads inside their HT or are they on the outside?
No, I do not have that HT with me. It just happens to be downstairs, but it still works fine. I was able to screw my rubber ducky into it and work with it like that. But what happened in here is it looked like the inside antenna. It looks like the piece came loose from inside the antenna, like came unglued, and I don't think it was on the side of the antenna and not on the radio. Of course, this antenna was dropped a lot, and it's been bent a few times. You know, it's been through a lot.
Okay, I know. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the little rubber piece. But okay. Let me go and say 7-3, though. I'm actually by the airport. I'm about to lose the repeater. It's been a fun QSO, though. Thanks for coming back to me on that. This is KO4 NH. I'll be clear after your final. 7-3, Alexander.
QLP. 7-3, it's kind of hard to believe that you're going to hit the repeater because now your signal is doing great. But anyway, I'll be clear but monitoring.